This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. A photographic journey into a mystic wilderness. Art critic Hunter Droho Yoska-Philp joins us now to look at a new show by an artist who gives new meaning to the words spaced out. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So her name is Karen Apollonia Mueller, a perfect name for someone who works with space. She's a photographer, though, who doesn't take her own pictures, at least not in this instance.
Exactly. She's well known for her photographs, actually. And she, in this case, has taken, I think, a big leap into the void. She has gathered data from NASA JPL, from the Hubble satellite, and other sources, and she has transformed them, manipulated them, photoshopped them, worked with them in different ways to create extraordinary photographs that look like pictures of stars at night, seen from a great distance, or nebulae, or I think some of the more inventive ones involve her realization of entire continents with little points of light that represent distant cities.
Hmm.
And yet these aren't real continents. They aren't real stars. They're data. And yet when you stand in front of them and you look at them, they're extraordinary. You feel as though you're overwhelmed by an awe-inspiring image of outer space. And you completely get caught up in that moment.
On the website of the gallery where this show is, Diane Rosenstein Fine Art, these pictures look almost like paintings.
And they're large scale, like paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot of photography does that now, has a scale to emulate the size of a painting. But in this case, I think there is even greater reason for it, almost a way to correspond or have a dialogue with the larger romantic impulse of painting and the way that it records the natural world. And of course, painting is a fiction. And I think it's so interesting that photography, which has long been associated with the idea of truth, is no longer even feeling a responsibility toward some kind of truth, that there's a realization that photography is an invention. I mean, whatever's photographed is controlled and manipulated and staged and in some way is the vision of the person behind the camera.
Alternate reality, it's a departure for Apollonia Mueller. You say that most of her work about Los Angeles previously was on the ground.
Yes. I mean, she is from Germany. I mean, she has her master's degree from a school in Essen, but she lived here for many years. And she photographed L.A., and often her images were sort of bleached out and documented the sort of uneasy relationship between the natural environment of California and the people who live in it. You'd see a beautiful scene of an ocean, and then you'd see people who are very poor, perhaps, you know, living on it, or you'd see attempts to control the way that the earth tends to roll down the hillsides along the Pacific Coast Highway, or something like that. She was always carefully taking pictures of downtown L.A., but whatever she was photographing, she was using it with a camera. I mean, she comes from a more traditional photographic background. So in a way, this is a departure for her as an artist.
Karen Apollonia Mueller, Far Out, is on display at Diane Rosenstein Fine Art on North Highland Avenue through mid-January. To see some photos and to read Hunter's text, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thanks, Hunter.
Thanks, Lisa.